In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. I'm looking at the rich young man again, and really I'm looking at Jesus. Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, "If you would be perfect, go and sell your goods and give it to the poor and then come follow me." The part that is so important is Jesus looked at him and loved him. All those words, I'm telling you today, you might feel unrighteous. Jesus looks at you and loves you. You might feel like you're the worst sinner in the whole world. Jesus looks at you and loves you. You might feel that today, you know, you just can't go on. Jesus looks at you and loves you. How many times do we need to be reminded? Every day. Every day, because, you know, the enemy tells us, oh no, you've done the unforgivable sin. Jesus looks at you and loves you. It's all about the love of God, that we are loved with an eternal love, and that his love will not end, does not depend upon what I do or how I feel. His love is 100% toward you, 100% toward me. And you might ask, how do you know that? Because he gave his life for you. He gave his life for me while we were both sinners, while we absolutely had no regard for God or for man. Jesus looks at you and loves you. Let that love penetrate your heart. Let that love touch you in the depths of your being. Let that love surround you and lead you today. Because you know what? It's all about the love of God. And it's not that we have loved him. Let's get it right. But he has first loved us. We were loved first. And he sent his son as an expiation, a sacrifice for our sin. Oh, Jesus, look at your people and love them. Look at each one of us and love us. We need you to look at us. And that scripture from John 6, "No one who comes to me will I ever reject." No one. That means if we turn to the Lord, he will never reject us. He will look at us with love. He will look at us with compassion. He will look with us to us as if we were the only person in the world. That love goes beyond words. That love goes beyond words. That's why I believe that rich young man came back after Jesus has loved him, after Jesus looked at him and loved him. All his goods meant nothing because it's all a bunch of trash as compared to the love of God that flows through the heart of Jesus, through the eyes of Jesus. Jesus loved him. Jesus loves you. Let that word penetrate your heart. I think we've heard it so often that it doesn't penetrate our heart. There's a shell around our heart. Lord, just soften that shell so that we can hear that he looks at us with love and that he doesn't turn away from us, that he cares for us as we are, and he wants to bring us forth, bring us forth, bring us forth to do his will. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, and I should raise it up on the last day. Did he give you to Jesus? Did the Father give you to Jesus? This is the will of God, that I would lose nothing of what you have given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. And Jesus looks at you with that love, that love that no person can duplicate. That's why any relationship that's messing you up with the love of God, drop it, repent of it, give yourself to Jesus. Any sin that's bothering you, confess it. Go to confession and let God take care of it. And know that He is the one that draws you to the confessional. He is the one that draws you to the confessional. You don't go there on your own. It is the love of God drawing you to confess your sins and to repent of them. There is nothing that you have done or I have done that cannot be forgiven. Nothing. Well, it says there's one sin, the sin against the Holy Spirit. But you know what that sin is? Not accepting the forgiveness of God finally. Not accepting the forgiveness of God finally. And you know what? I think I ministered to a lady that was like that. I went to visit her, and she was dying, and she wanted nothing to do with mercy. She wanted nothing to do with Jesus. She wanted nothing to do with forgiveness. She just didn't care. And I'm thinking, oh God, she's going to be in your presence in another day, less than a day. Lord, soften her heart. Soften her heart. Look at her with love. Let her know that you love her, even in her sin. That's the way the Lord is. He loves us even in our messiness. He's not like anyone else. He's the one that accepts us the way we are. He loves us in our messiness, and He changes that by His blood, by His grace, by His mercy. It's all about Him. You see, it's not all about you. It's not all about me. Get over it. Just get over it. It's all about Him. It is not that we have first loved God, but that God has first loved us and gave His Son as an expiation, a sacrifice for sin. It's not about us, it's about Him. And His will is to save people. His will is to look at every single person with the love of the Father, that they will never forget this great love that Jesus has for them. Oh, Jesus, give us that love. Oh, Jesus, let us see those eyes, those compassionate eyes that say, come to me, all of you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am meek and humble of heart. For in me you will find rest. Oh, yes, in me. In me you will produce fruit. In me you will have peace. In me, you will be the victor and victorious. In me, let Him look at you with love right now. Let Him look at you with love right now. The beautiful eyes of Jesus, loving you the way you are. Not calling you to change, but that love will change you, and you will cooperate with that love. You know, people say, I have to clean up my act first. No, you'll never clean up your act. We need His love to clean up our act. We cannot clean up our act without His love, without His Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, we can't even pray unless He gives us the Holy Spirit. We have an ability to even call upon His name unless He gives us the Holy Spirit. So He looks at you with tenderness right now. He looks at you with love right now. How do you respond to Him? How do you respond to Him as He says to you, I love you. I love you, and nothing can change that reality. I love you. How do you look at Him? What do you say to Him when He tells you, I love you? When He looks at you with a look of love, like, how do you respond to that? How do you respond to that? Please respond to that. Oh, Jesus, I love you too. I love you too. Oh, Jesus, my love is so, so shallow as compared to yours. Increase my love for you, that I would love you, Lord, with a greater love, that I would commit my whole life to you, that I, by grace, would surrender my life to you and give you everything I have and everything that I am. Jesus, 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 you love me. Jesus, 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 you are in love with me. Jesus, 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 I love you. And he looks at you now with love, that great love of the Father, the love of God being poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. That love of God being poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. That is the love that God has for you. Oh, even to the cross he went. Even to the cross he went. Even to Sheol after he died, to take out all the captive people and lead them by his wounds to the Father. Oh, please, do not reject the love of God. Do not reject the love of Jesus. Do not reject his mercy. Do not reject his love. Do not reject his forgiveness. Your sin is nothing as compared to his love for you. It's just a little snowball, and he is the hot sun that melts sin in his wounded heart. He is the love of the Father, and he looks at you with great love and great love and great purpose. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. And he says that with love in his eyes, plans to give you a future and a hope. Not plans to destroy you, but plans to give you a future and a hope. When you call upon me, I will be with you. When you seek me with all of your heart, I will be with you. I am the one that loves you. I am the one that will never stop loving you. Even as you sleep, my love is gazing into your heart. Even as you sleep, even as you try to run away, my love is gazing into your eyes. Don't run away. Run to me. Don't run from me. Run to me. I will accomplish all I need to do through my love for you, my precious love for you. Lord, I personally need that love. I, as your servant, personally need the look of love. I, as your servant, personally need that love to outshine all my own inadequacies, all my own diseases, all my own fears. Oh, Jesus, I need that love. I and everyone who hears me needs that love, unconditional love. It doesn't depend upon what we do. It doesn't depend upon how we do it. It doesn't depend upon anything, but it depends upon your mercy, your grace. And I'm telling you, kids, that where sin abounds, grace superabounds. Where darkness abounds, the light of Christ superabounds. Oh, where sin abounds, grace superabounds. Accept that love. Accept that love. Accept that love. Just tell the Lord, I love you. I love you because you first loved me. You first loved me. Me, your eyes of love peer into my heart. Your eyes of love peer into my heart, and I love you because you first loved me. Your heart of love beats in my heart. Your heart of love beats in my heart, and I love you because you first loved me. The scripture says, sing a new song unto the Lord. And so I did. I sang a new song unto the Lord. Maybe I'll never be able to duplicate it again. But I love him because he first loved me. That his heart of love beats in my heart. That his look of love will never end for me or for you or for us. He will always love us. Let us accept that love by grace. Let us accept that love by grace. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. I accept that love. I accept that love. I accept that unconditional love. I accept that unconditional love. I thank you that you look at me and love me. I thank you that you look at me and love me. I surrender to your love. I surrender to your love. I surrender to your grace. I surrender to your grace. I love you because you first loved me. Your eyes of love peer into my life. Your eyes of love peer into my life. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. This is real. This is real. This is so real. It is not that we have first loved God, but that he has first loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. How do we respond to that? I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I receive your love, Lord. I will not ever believe that you are not in love with me. Lord, let me be led by your grace. Let me be led by your love. I'm looking at the sixth chapter of St. John, the sixth chapter of St. John, and we're going to look at that for the remaining time. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is called the Sea of Tiberias, after the ruler, after the king. And a great multitude followed Jesus. Why? Because he's Dr. Jesus. Because he's Exorcist Jesus. Because wherever he goes, the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear. A great multitude followed Jesus because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. You know, his miracles are real. They are real. He really knows how to do the miraculous. He is the eternal Son of the Father. You've been asking him for the miraculous, and still you have not received it. But you know what? He loves you, and he depends that you will trust him, that the miraculous will come, that the miraculous will come, because he loves you, because he's in love with you. You know, I don't follow Jesus because of the miracles. I see the miracles. I follow Jesus because I am desperate for him. I am desperate for his touch. I am desperate for his love. I am desperate for his look. I am desperate. I am a desperate man. I admit that. I do not try to hide that. I am in absolute need of Jesus. I do not follow him because I see miracles. And I do. I see miracles. Just yesterday, someone called me and told me about a great miracle that happened when I prayed. Oh, just yesterday. You know, I hear them almost every other day, that someone will call me and say, you know what, 7 years ago you prayed for me and I had cancer, but now I'm cancer free. And so I bring these people who have cancer, I bring them to the altar of God so that they would be healed like me. So you see, the people follow Jesus because of the miraculous. I tell you, my friend, I follow Jesus because I'm desperate for him. And I see the miraculous. I see the miraculous because he is the miracle, you know what I'm saying? He's the miracle worker. I see the miraculous. I see the healing of cancer. I see the healing. I remember this young girl had acne all over her face. She came to the Holy Land with us, and I remember praying for her and nothing happened. But when she came home from the Holy Land, her skin became like the skin of a baby. Hallelujah. He is the miracle worker, and I follow him not because of miracles. I follow him because I'm desperate for him. I'm desperate for his look. I'm desperate that he would continue to favor me. Oh yes, there is nothing like the favor of God when he favors you. How do I know I'm favored? He sends his people to me. He sends his people to me. And I know I'm favored because he is the shepherd, and he calls me to minister to some of his people, some of his broken ones. And you know what? In his presence, it all works out. We had two people who came the beginning of the week. One who has cancer, and one that cancer is so spread throughout his body that this person cannot have chemo and he cannot have radiation. He has cancer in the brain, he has cancer here, he has cancer there. I cannot heal cancer. I have no ability to do that. But I do have the ability to call on the power of Jesus. I have the ability to say, Jesus, this man loves you. This man needs your touch. And you know what? The touch of God was on him. He was slain in the spirit. He doesn't even know what that means. And he just experienced the peace of God. You know what I'm saying? Rather than all the confusion that he was experiencing, all the doctor's reports that you have no ability to get better, you're going to die from this. He says, Father, I have such peace. I have such peace. And all the traffic in my head ceased. It stopped running. I just got so much peace, so much peace, so much peace. Yes, he is the miracle worker. And many people followed him because of the miracles. But I tell you, I follow him because he first loved me. I follow him because I'm desperate for him. I follow him because I need his favor. I follow him because, you know what? I have nothing else. No one else. Jesus alone is my portion, my cup, my everything. We'll continue with John 6 tomorrow. I'd like to talk to you today about days of glory between November 8th and 11th. Days of glory. We praise and worship the Lord. I will be there. Maria Vadia is there. And Sister Linda Coons is there. And Carol Raza. And it's held at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Crown Plaza Holiday Inn, and that's in Woburn, Massachusetts. The website, if you want to learn more about it, is daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. You can find whatever you need on that website, daysofglory.org. This is going to be held between November 8th and 11th at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts. That number for rooms, 781-935-8760. 781-935-8760. Ask for the special rate, 781-935-8760. The website is very interesting, daysofglory.org. daysofglory.org. That's all you need to do is click on daysofglory.org and it'll tell you all that you need to know. It will be held between November 8th and the 11th. 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Starts on Thursday evening, November 8th. That's right after the election. Again, I want to remind you to vote no on question 2, physician-assisted suicide. Please vote no on question 2, physician-assisted suicide. Get people to vote no on question 2, physician-assisted suicide. Physician-assisted suicide is suicide, is killing. We need to vote no on question 2, no matter what. We need to, if we have to crawl down to the polls, we need to vote no on question 2, physician-assisted suicide. So we want to wrap up today and say this. There is nothing that you can do that will stop the love of God for you. There is nothing you have done that God cannot forgive. There is nothing in the world that can separate you from the love of God that comes through Jesus Christ. That He looks at you and loves you. That He will never change. He is the miracle worker. He is the miracle worker. And we follow Him because we love Him. We follow Him because He first called us. We follow Him because, you know what? We are desperate for Jesus and desperate for His love. He is the miracle worker, and He looks at you with love today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.